Welcome, Reading Finnegan's Wake Forum, for Bob and Ian and our colleagues called Ionauts, and we're doing episode number 32 here, and we're going into page 212, 213, and 214. The central part is 213, but we're starting the middle of page 212. Back in January 15th, we did up to the middle of page 212, focusing on page 2, 10, 11, and 12. Centerpiece is 211. Centerpiece here is 213. So it begins with my colonial water bagful. I should say this is the ending of chapter 8 of book 1, the famous Analivia Pluribus section. So you have the two women doing their washing on the banks of the river. And this part seems to be presence. We just finished the area.
That's where they talk about Colonel Angus.
Oh, yeah, Colonel Angus, yes. But we just finished the presence that ALP was giving out to... I think 111 people, something like that. So here we go. That's done. And so then the next paragraph begins, my colonial, what a bagful. Word of bagful. What a bag of presents. A bakery's dozen with tied tillies to boot. That's what you may call a tail of a tub. And Hibernonian market. All that and more under one crinoline envelope, if you dare to break the pork barrel seal. No wonder they'd run from her Yes.
Now, do that next sentence, because we just want to get you ready to go. No wonder. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Just that sentence.
No wonder they'd run from her Pison plague.
Okay. Now, you see what's happening is that this is tailing off, which is why we almost wanted to redo 11, because it sets a new... gauge. What's happening now is they're starting to say, there's a mess. You just have to figure out where, dude, watch this now, where the Hibernium market is. Watch for that. And watch for the Crimea envelope. Did we say that right?
No.
Crimea envelope. I know.
Crinoline.
Listen what we're saying. Crimea. Bob, Crimea envelope.
Yeah, that's the Russian Empire.
If you dare to break the pork barrel seal. Where's the pork barrel located, Bob?
Is that in Ukraine?
No, the pork barrel is, you know what they call it, the Democrats call the pork barrel. They want to make sure it's fat so they can have plenty of pork barrel to steal.
Where would that be?
Steal. United States fucked up America.
That's pork barrel. That's what you're saying.
Pork barrel steal. So if you break the pork barrel seal, so that's basically saying if the pork barrel is full enough so you have something to steal. So now, go ahead.
Is that something the globalists do? That's a word thrown around today.
That's why Biden is sending all them billions and gajillion dollars to Ukraine, paying them back for the money that they gave him.
Yeah.
Remember the $1 billion that he withheld from them unless they got rid of the prosecutor that was gonna fuck his son in the butt? We've seen the laptop. He kind of enjoys that sometimes. We're just saying. Sometimes he enjoys that.
Okay. The pork barrel steel. No wonder they'd run from her Pison plague. Throw us your Hudson soap for the honor of claim. The wee taste the water left. I'll raft it back first thing in the morn. Merce mold. Aye, and don't forget the records I loaned you.
The records. That's your records. And don't forget to give me back the money I gave you. I've got this war going on, and we straightened everything out. because we can do this because I'm going to get my money back.
Right. You ball the swirls your side of the current. Well, am I to blame for that if I have? Who said you're to blame for that if you have? You're a bit on the sharp side. I'm on the wide. Only Snuffer's Cornet strips my way that the crack of the vine chucks out of his tasset with her Esther Year's marsh narcissist to make him recant his Vanity Fair.
What? Vanity Fair? How could this not be about Bob? Narcissist Incorporated. Narcissist Incorporated. But the Snuffer's Cornet. Mm-hmm. Now, which one's about Bob? Now, wait a minute. Who is that? Wait a minute. Now, where's Bob? Where's Waldo? Where's Waldo?
Mm-hmm. You mean in a sentence? Okay, like, which is Snuffer's?
No, you were looking for your name. You're looking for your name. And now we got what sentence would include narcissist and Vanity Fair that wouldn't include Bob?
Yeah, but I don't see Bob there.
We'll have to look for Chinook's Bible.
All right. Foul strips of his Chinook's Bible I do be reading. Dodwell, disgusted, but chickled with... Dodwell, disgusted.
Oh, disgusted. That sounds like Bob.
The Dodwell, disgusted, but chickled with chuckles at the tittles, is drawn on the tattle page. That's Facebook, my Facebook page, where I do all the tattle.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And then, in italics, Senior Gaudito, Facciasse Obo, e Obo Pufo, Ho Ho, Senior Gaudito, Facciasse Hidamo, Hidamo Saga Patera. Ha, ha.
That's where Bob is starting to tell the tale, because he got information from Dr. Carolyn Dean that's fixing to fry Fauci.
Ha ha. Ha ha.
There's gonna be a lot of kiddies. Gonna be a lot of titties, gonna be a lot of shits and giggles. Titties and giggles. Chuckles and tittles.
So Facciasse said twice in the same line. That's Fauci? Fauciosi?
Mm-hmm. The Fauci. End of it. The outing of Fauci.
Mm. And D. Windermere Dirk. And D. Windermere Dichter and LeFanu, Sheridan. Old house by the coachyard and mill, J. On woman, with ditto on the floss. Yeah, a swamp for Altmuller, and a stone for his flosses.
Yep. Yep. See, now we're going back to that swamp for the business. Now, let me tell you something that's really interesting here that they're not really saying, but it's what they're going to allude to. But you need to get a little context so you don't mess this up, because you're a little bit fragile. Okay, now... You're going to have to do your own empirical research, but we're going to tell you something if you will listen. All right. The United States of America, they have put huge sanctions on Russia. Do we agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. So all those sanctions from the country, it's like vast. I mean, it's like stealing their yacht, taking their houses and their chattels, killing them, their money flowing out of their bank, can't do Visa, MasterCard. I mean, it's terrible. It's bad news. Okay, so they did that. So what does Russia do? Russia would do the same thing in kind, would they not?
Yep.
No, that's not what they did at all. Do you know who they sanctioned? Mm. 380 House members.
Ah. Was that publicized?
The members of the House. We just told you it's researchable. Okay. So we don't know which ones did not. We don't know which ones of the House of Representatives did not get sanctioned. But he sanctioned the individuals, not the country.
Oh.
That ought to tell you
something. So what?
That ought to tell you.
He would go into their bank accounts? Seize
no,
their
no.
Monies?
No. He would, sanctions on them personally. So he will do to them, Russia would do to them what those people have done to Russia, Mother Russia. So this is setting up the ditto on the floss and then the swamp.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the swamp for Altmuller.
Who's Mueller? Who's Mueller, Bob? Who's Mueller?
Robert Mueller.
No, that's not so. Oh, my God.
Wow, it's right
Alt
there.
Mueller. Okay.
Yeah.
And there's a swamp. There's a swamp for Art Mueller. And they're going to stone his flusties.
Is that the secretaries, the attorneys that work for him?
The swamp, Bob. Keep going. We're going to get to the racy parts. Now it's time to ease on. Ease on down the road. We had to give a little background so this other stuff will start making more sense, because it's not clear to say, look out, look out, look out. Yeah, Fauci's a problem. Yeah, this is a problem. Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah, there's a war. Yeah, there's going to be all kinds of vulgar, terrible, awful, nasty things happening. But they all kind of converge into this perfect storm, which is laid out here, and the benefits of Annabelle Pluribus.
Right. So, how do you sanction individuals?
Just make the sanction the same way the U.S. sanctioned Russia.
Yeah, but what do you sanction? The person can't get on a plane?
Their ability to do business in Russia. Apparently, lots of those people are doing lots of business in fucked up Russia.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you don't know. They don't tell you that in the Drudge Report, do they? Yeah, they don't say about that on Drudge. Uh-huh. Yeah, you got the wrong fact, guys, Bobby.
I know how racy they move his wheel. My hands are blowcalled between Iskra and Suda, like that piece of pattern Cheney there, lying below. Lying. Lying, lying.
That's Lynn Cheney. And Isker and Suda. Suda Omar and AOC. Isker and Suda. And then that rhino, Lynn Cheney.
Oh, yeah, there's Cheney. Cheney, right. Cheney there.
Lying. Lying below. Lying below. Lying their bitch asses off. Go ahead.
Or where is it? Lying beside the sedge I saw it. Ho and ho, my sorrow, I've lost it. Aim a high, with that turbid water, who could see? So near and yet so far, but oh, gee.
Oh, look, they're talking about Guantanamo Bay. Ain't that sweet? That's so nice. That's nice. It's beautiful there this time of year, Bob. Guantanamo is.
But where is that? You mean turbary water? Where's Guantanamo?
But that, yeah, and the sedge, you know, the sedge.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they call it. It's the Guantanamo Bay.
Lying beside the sedge, I saw it. Ho and ho, my sorrow, I've lost it. Aim a high, with that turbary water, who could see? So near and yet so far. But oh, Gion, I love it, a gabber. I could listen to more and more of our again. Rain under river. Flies do your float. Thick is the life for mere.
Uh-huh. Thick is the life for mere. So it's going to be trouble. It wasn't trouble, but it is now.
Is that referring to mere, Carolyn's age?
No. For mere, what they've lost. Really, you can replace that with mire. And if we were doing editing for this, which we can do, by the way, if we were going to do editing here, we would have a parenthetical phrase added at the end of near. You know what the parenthetical phrase would be?
There goes everybody.
No, it would be, therefore, it ain't no fun when the rabbit's got the gun.
Okay. Well, you know, or don't you know, Kenner, or haven't I told you every telling has a telling, and that's the he and the she of it. Look, the dusk is growing. My branches lofty are taking root, and my cold share is gone ashly. Feeler, Feloo, what age is that? Its sown is late. 'Tis endless now, send ye ere one last saw Waterhouse's cluck. They took it asunder. I heard them sigh. When will they reassemble it? Oh, my back, my back.
They're putting it back together. Everybody woke up and said, what? Joe Biden? Oh, my God. No. This is a terrible series of unfortunate events. And so they realize that they backed the wrong pony. And so now they're having aches and pangs and ping pong, and now they're having terrible things with their broke back mountain, and they're having terrible thing with their water house clock, because they can't get no money, and everything is inflation, and it's gloom, despair, and agony.
I want to go to Aclopane. Ping pong. There's the bell for sexoloidus, and concepted to send a spray. Pang. Ring out the clothes. Ring in the dew. Go to Bowery. Burp the showers. And grant thy grace. Amen. Will we spread them here now? Aye, we will. Flip. Spread on your bank, and I'll spread mine on mine. Flip. It's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Are they flipping?
Yeah. See, wait. Now that's the banking system. They're setting up the bank, the flipping of the banking system. And this is going to stop, and then their dirty papers is going to come out. And then you're going to have the housing market fall. So y'all get ready for y'all get ready to pick out your mansions, because they're going to be plentiful. It's going to be cheaper than it's going to be cheaper than a 2-month-old roast at the Costco that was $100.
Right. Does this get into Nisara and G-Sara?
Bob, stop spoiling it. You're going to spoil it. Oh. You're supposed to be engaging this. You've read this before. Come on now. You got to keep it topical.
Okay. Ah, we will. Flip, spread on your bank, and I'll spread mine on mine. Flip, it's what I'm doing. Spread, it's churning chill. There went is rising. I'll lay a few stones on the hostel sheets. A man and his bride embrace between them. Else I'd have sprinkled and folded them only. And I'll tie my butcher's apron here. It's sweaty yet. The stroke.
Sooty. Suet. Suety. Suet.
What's that?
Suet. That's like the offal. That's the fat that you cut off of the meat. Suet. Suety yet.
Okay. All right. The strollers will pass it by. Why will they pass it by? Because they've got access to anything they want? Because everybody's gone?
No.
Dead?
The strollers, the roast is $100 damn. It should cost $10. So the strollers walk by, they just go look at the meat counter and feel better. It's like shopping at the Bergdorf Goodman. You don't buy nothing, you just see what they got in style. It's like the window at Tiffany's.
Right. The strollers will pass it by. 6 shifts, 10 kerchiefs, 9 to hold to the fire, and this for the code. The convent napkins, 12, 1 baby shawl. Good Mother Joseph knows, she said. Whose head? Mother snores? Dita says? Werner are all her child, or say. In kingdom gone, or power to come, or glory be to them farther? All Olivia,
wait. Here we go. Everybody's looking up. Have we lost our way? Have we lost it? It's a republic, if you can keep it. The republic, right. If you can keep it. And so now we're going to get into the details. So they're wondering, most are deciding here that it's too late. It's over. It's done. But see, we know in your works, Bob, that you have other things happening going on that's going to negate this persona, however invasive. But it doesn't mean that it won't be uncomfortable for the short term as you're navigating this place of trying to figure out who's going to flip which bank the fastest. Who's going to be flip which bank the fastest? The turning chili. Turning chili, bub. Okay, go ahead.
Werner or all her child, or say, in kingdom gone or power to come, or glory be to them farther? All alluvio. Some here, more no more, more again, lost, all a stranger. I've heard tell that same brooch of the Shannons. Stop. You said something.
No. We were agreeing. We were agreeing that they're celebrating it. Now they're realizing that it may be already too late. It's already too far gone. But now the pendulum's swinging. Alleluia.
Right. Some here and more no more, more again lost, all a stranger. I've heard tell that same Booch of the Shannons was married into a family in Spain. And all the dunders to Dun in Markland's Vineland, beyond Brendan's herring pool, takes number 9 in Yangtze's hats. Number 9 in Yankees hats. And one of Biddy's...
That goes into the Vineland. That's the Napa part. That's the Napa part. The Napa part of, California.
Yeah, in the Vineland. Yeah, Napa Valley. Yeah, outside San Francisco or somewhere in that area. The Pelosi land, right. Even Pynchon did a novel called Vineland about that area, Humboldt County.
He stole it from Joyce.
Yeah. And all the Dunder to Duns in Markland's Vineland beyond Brendan's Herring Pool takes number 9 in Yangtze's hat. And one of Biddy's beads went bobbing till she rounded up lost history with a marigold and a cobbler's candle and a cobbler's candle and a side strain of a main drain of a man's in a hurry's off Bachelor's Walk.
Yeah, that's Joe Manchin. That's Joe Manchin going against it. And then they're going to go jumping in to drain the swamp before they're going to gather them all into it and then drain the swamp. And then they're going to drain it off of the Bachelor's Walk. There won't be nothing left. There'll be no unions. No unions will be left that count. So you're going to be a bachelor's walk. There won't be no married. You made all these arrangements and these little backdoor deals and these little things, these little quiet things. All that's going to be divorced. So it'll only be when Manchin does his thing, when he hurries, it hurries off, it's going to be a bachelor's walk.
Right. Is Manchin in the phrase Manzina hurries? That where Manchin is? Manzina hurries.
That's where that is. And then Biddy Biden's beads went bobbling off till she rounded up lost hysteria.
Is that Pelosi?
Biden's beads went bobbling off. And then she, as Pelosi, tried to round up or quell the hysteria. But it doesn't matter. Right. Joe Manchin done jump ship.
But all that's left of the last of the Miggers in the loop of the years prefixed and between is one knee buckle and two hooks in the front. Can you tell me that now?
Black Lives Matter. That's Black Lives Matter.
The two hooks in the front or knee buckle?
No. Which part? Meagers, the meager-loving Jews.
Last of the Meagers, in the loop of the years, prefix in between, is one knee buckle and two hooks in the front. Do you tell me that now?
No.
I do in trot. Arara, por orbi, and poor last animas. Usa, ula, rumbus all. Netsa, didn't you hear it? A deluge of times. Oofer and oofer. Respond to spawn? You deed, you deed.
You mean I have to file set paper 990 with a 501c3 with the IRS? I'm not going to file that. I don't want to file a piece of paper telling what I did with $60 million and then $90 million. Why I got to do that? I don't feel it. I feel threatened by that. Why I got to do that? I'm going to stroke my ass. Go ahead.
You deed. I need. It's that ear wadding of stoking my ears. It all but husseth the lettuce wound, Orinoco. What's your trouble? Is that the great Finn leader himself in his joke kimono, on a statue, riding the high honed there for Hengist, Father Rodders, it is himself, Yvonne there. Is it that, on following common? You're thinking of Astley's amphitheater, where the bobby restrained you making sugar-stuck pouch to the ghost white horse of the peppers. Is that a reference to me, the bobby?
It is. And in the ghost white, which horse is that? That's the first horse at Apocalypse, Bob. The ghost horse, the white horse.
I was just making notes of that.
Y'all gonna feel the peppers, the hot pot peppers.
Yeah, the white horse. Where were my notes on that? Just a second here. I had that. Okay, then just looking through my notes. horse. The second horse is the red horse. Green horse is the fourth. Yeah, to conquer the bow. The white horse is to conquer the bow, which is the placement of the Antichrist, and the crown ink. That's the white horse.
That's the high horse and the Forgenheist.
Forgenheist, is that the word here?
Yeah, Rakaport, father of otters. Father of otters. Who are the otters, Bob?
Otto von Hepburn.
Oh, Garter. No. The Garter.
The Order of the Garter.
The Father of Otters is the Order of Garter.
Right. Father of Orders, it is himself. So this is part of the draining of the swamp. These secret groups are revealed.
It goes all the way to Trafalgar.
Right. Yeah, he goes, look, somebody's going, look, the Father of Otters, the Order of Garter, it is himself. They can't believe they're seeing him. Look, Yvonne, yon there. Is that it? Oh, the Order of the Garter people, the crown are being exposed on Swallowing Common. You're thinking of Astley's amphitheater, where the Bobby restrained you, making sugar stock pouts to the ghost white horse of the peppers. Throw the cobwebs from your eyes, woman, and spread your washing proper. It's well I know you're sort of slop. Slap, Ireland sober, is Ireland stiff. Lord help you, Maria, full of grease. The load is with me. Your prayers. I thought so. Madam Mangat. Where are you lifting your elbow? Tell us, Glazy Cheeks, in Conway's Caragura canteen. Was I wet, hobbly chips? Flop. Your tear gates creak or human bits, your butts disagrees. Amped I up since the damp ton, martyred Mary Olicook, with Corrigan's pulse and varicose veins, my pramaxil smashed, Alice Jane in decline, and my onied mongrel twice run over, soaking in bleaching boiler rags, and sweating cold, a widow like me, for to deck my tennis champion son, the laundryman with the lavender flannels, you won your lip from the... What, to say something?
Yeah, all that's running down, because you don't need to go all the... Well, yeah, go to almost, I guess, to the end of 2:14. We went a little further. But all this is laying out the horrors that befall the next layer of the COVID SWAT and the dying people and the on and on and on and on and on and all those problems that go along with that, of course.
It's the fallout of the COVID, you're saying?
Yes.
Alice Jane in decline and my one-eyed mongrel twice run over, soaking and bleaching boiler rags and sweating cold, a widow like me, for to deck my tennis champion son, the laundryman with the lavender flannels. You won your Limpopo limp from the Husky Hussars when Collars and Cuffs was heir to the town, and your slur gave the stink to Carlo. Holy Scamander, I sorry it again. I sars? Holy Scamander, I sars it again. Near the Golden Falls, ice is on us. Saints of light, Zazer, subdue your noise, you humble creature. What is it but a blackbird growth or the Dwyer gray ass and poor old codger's owns? Are you Meanum, Tarpy, and Lions and Gregory? I may not.
Do you have the three amino acids?
Are you mean? They're saying you mean, and they're naming the three acids.
Correct. Tarpy,
tar. One of them's called tar.
Tar baby.
In our world.
Tar baby.
Yeah, tar baby.
Tar baby.
Yeah. Are you mean of Tarpy and Lines and Gregory? I mean now, thank all the four of them and the roar of them that draves that stray in the mist and old Johnny McDougal along with them. Is that the pool bay?
That's
Black
a good place. That's a good place. Stop. That's a good place. Stop in 2:15.
Yeah. So stop at the top.
So just go to stop at them. Stop at them.
Yeah. First I mean now. Yeah. Are you meaning Tarpy and Lins and Gregory, the three amino acids? I mean now, thank all the four of them and the roar of them that draves that stray in the mist and old Johnny McDougal along with them. Okay. So, I'll now open the...
The fourth, you should ask. There's three new amino acids. What's the fourth one, Bob? Lysine, which it lays up there right above it, because you got to have a version of lysine for that to apply.
Right. Where is the word lysine? Isis? No.
It's not. It's included in the fourth. The roar of them, with the roar them.
The four of them and the roar of them. Okay.
From lysine. The drays that stray. The drays, the acids that stray. From lysine.
From what? Lysine. Okay. So, well, what's in the mist? That drives that stray in the mist? Not in the mist. You don't mean that?
No. Just the stray. The stray is in the mist, but the stray is where it's located. They just don't name lysine on purpose. That would be a little obvious. See, you would need us if it read like that. You'd just know it.
Right, so then the rest of the page goes into just a little bit to the next page, so it comes to pretty well the end. Are they, are these, on page 215, an inventory of consequences of the three amino acids?
Yeah, but that's a little too far, that's a little bit too far out. Because the dear dirty dumpling, and some of the fingals and the daughter gills and the gammers and the gapers and the gangsters. Yeah. So it gets a little more. It would be forthtelling.
Okay.
We start talking about the fall of the markets and the cheap by foul.
So this section is about my intervention?
Your disdain of the occurrence that causes an intervention.
That's
almost like you did all this and it went, you did all this and it didn't go right, so now you're trying to see what you can do to salvage it, and you figure, oh, what the hell, burn it down and see what's left.
Yeah, so that's throughout 212, 213, 214. Okay.
Excellent.
Let me open. Let me bring in the ionauts. I'll unmute.
All participants are now unmuted.
Okay. Does anybody have anything they've noticed that they could see that relates to what I am saying?
Hi, Bob. There seems to be a strong water theme here, draining of the swamp and various other things that relate to water. Is the next variant iron coming through the water? I know you have mentioned
it. It is now. It is now. Move.
Right. Okay, so this relates to that.
Of course. Two sets aside of that. Move the water that's going to flood and move the water that has the contagion. Because seems like what the water touches is going to wash it. So when you drain the swamp, you have to rinse it. But what they're going to rinse it with is tainted water. Tainted, we say. Almost that of a draconian well.
Are you taking questions?
No, you can ask what something means that in the text is finding its way.
Are you taking questions?
About what? No, we're doing Finnegan's Wake. You can ask questions about about the pages.
What you should ask is, are you answering questions? Not taking them, because he's not taking them, but he might answer. We might answer if it has to do with the wake.
Are you answering questions?
What's your name?
This is Alicia.
All right. We haven't heard from you in a while. But we're not doing questions about your personal situation. We're analyzing Finnegan's Wake by James Joyce. So if you have questions about pages 213, 214, or 212, go ahead, ask a question. But it doesn't sound like What?
I said, I'm sorry, would you repeat that?
Yeah, you're not clued into what we're doing. Stand back. Listen to other people.
Mute.
Okay.
Iron was throw the cobwebs from your eyes, woman, and spread your washing proper. Was that the lift yourself out of the hysteria that's going on, the hypnosis?
If you can, but they haven't been very successful with it so far.
Mm.
It'd be a good man if you could get it, but not looking good. Mm. You see, you're so deep in the mire of it, you can't see out of the shit to see that you could have a shitless reality.
You're so deep in the soup. Yeah, you don't know. What's that?
Well, we said shit. We said shit, but, you know, you call it what. Okay, let's be nice. The mire of life.
Okay. Yeah, we mentioned the mirror.
Mirror.
Page 213, line 9, or 10. Line 10. Thick is the light for mirror. Mire. So, Nick, well, you know, or don't you, Kenner, or haven't I told you, every telling has a tailing, and that's the he and the she of it. That's a line that McLuhan liked. He printed that in his book. Took that group of words there. And he said, referred to Hugh Kenner, the famous literary critic, who was a student of McLuhan.
Yeah, but there were discussions about this. Sorry.
But you digress, Nick. Go ahead.
There were discussions about the possibility that this poison in remdesivir was in the water, that the snake poison was actually now able to get into the water. So I thought that there was some possibility with this theme of water coming through on this Finnegan's Wake that there was...
Well, did you hear Ian said there is? Nick, Ian said there is. You've got support.
Yes, no, I heard that. Thank
so,
you.
ask what Ian can say about it.
What's to say? Yes. We did.
So, carry on, Nick. What were you going to say, Nick?
All good. No, it's just that the water would be contaminated with the snake poison and... the effects that it would have on the humans while the swamp is being drained. Thank you.
I thought the snake's venom was good for people. It's in the jab.
It's working good for Johnny Depp.
Mm-hmm. In what way?
Oh, it's putting on his A game. He even has a little box to store his cocaine in. It's got his initials on it.
Yeah. What's that got to do with the snake?
That's a nice thing that'll bite you.
So, has cocaine bit him?
Yeah, a lot of things have, Bob. Lots of things have. You'll have to tune in.
Okay.
You'll have to tune into TikTok and watch his trial live, blow by blow. Hours and hours and hours. He takes one question from one of the attorneys, and then he speaks for 7 hours straight, not even got a fever.
mm-hmm. All right. Who else has a commentary?
Yes, Bob, I've got one halfway down 214. It says, your rear gates creak of human bits, your butts disagrees. I was wondering, Iron, if that was a Joe Biden, one of his interviews or talks?
Yeah. Broadcast. No, it's called a gaffe. It's called a gaffe. It's one of his, that's a derivative, one after the other of his gaffe. The gaffe.
Are you saying his gaffe, G-A-F-F? His gaffe, G-A-F-F? Okay.
Yes, what he thinks about. Or he turns around to shake the hand of somebody who's not there. He's like, you know, the man, you know, man, the thing, you know, the thing, the thing.
Great, so that,
yeah, he's still,
you're saying, is that the sentence, your rear gates, creaker, human bits, your butts disagrees? Is that what you're reading?
Yes, he's talking. Where was it? Yes, because he's, that's the one, Bob, because he seems to be talking out his arse, as ever. He started a press conference the other day, got about a sentence into it, then completely lost where he was, and there was a big, burly-looking bouncer behind him. It was with a very straight face, and as soon as Biden started to lose his direction, you could see a big smile appear on the bloke's face.
And then don't forget when he had to get saved by the Easter Bunny at the White House on Easter Sunday. That was a hoot.
What was he doing? What kind of trouble?
He was answering a question about Afghanistan, and oh, hell to the fuck no, we're not gonna do that. No. 10,000 iPhones on his butt. Yeah, no, we're not gonna be doing that.
Not gonna be
so the Easter Bunny jumps him. So before he starts to answer the question. And the Easter Bunny runs and jumps in front of him and waves his hand like a train fixing to run over him. Look out! This way, and he turns him around, and then Biden looks around and looks like, well, man, where am I supposed to go? I don't know where I'm supposed to go. I'm standing here, now I'm over there. I don't know where I was, but where would I go? Then this other woman's like, hey, Mr. President, he looks, he's like, oh, a friendly face, so he roams over that way. Then the other dude gets, he says, come on, Mr. President, we gotta start another egg roll. We gotta have another egg roll. What do they roll eggs? They take a spoon and they spoon the eggs down a little thing. So we gotta start another race. So come on. And then the Jill tells him when he's supposed to sit down and when he's supposed to wave and when he's supposed to talk and when he's not supposed to talk. It's become quite the kerfuffle these days. Even James Joyce picked up on it. So that's a hoot nanny right there, isn't it?
Yeah. A flop. What a flop.
Yeah. Will the angel of death visit him this evening?
How do you kill somebody that's already dead?
Well, that's true. I'm going to bring him back to life, hopefully.
Well, you could do away with the double, maybe.
Which one? Is MP3 already?
Two or three, yes. Okay.
Wait. Look at the pictures. Look at the pictures, how it's the greatest. Back in his days as senator, which is not too many moons ago, and then you go to a step, then you go look at some of the vice presidents, and that's like, you know, when he dropped the F-bomb on Obama? Okay, you look at that, and you go a little bit further. The next thing you know, the shit don't even add up. I mean, it's like, wait a minute. This is not like normal aging. This is like moving ears and changing lips and changing the whole body shape. And jawlines. And jawlines. It's kind of hard. Old people can do that, but Nasty changes hers all the time. But she uses Bondo to move her jawline.
You got anything to say, Bert? Is Bert there?
Yeah, I'm here, Bob. I'm looking at the timelessness of what's Finnegan's Wake, because we, on January 15th, we did 2010, 2011, and 2012, and then we started...
No, not 2000, not 2000.
200.
Yeah.
Well, we start January 15th, 2022, we did 210, 211, 212, and we started on 212 tonight, and... What we did before was outlining the tyranny that was being laid out and those people who were going to be indicted the previous time, and then Ian just outlined what's going on with Russia, right, starting on page 212 all the way to 213, 214. You show the timelessness of how they picked up for the current events. I'm just looking at my notes.
Yeah.
But we couldn't do that then because it would be too foretelling.
Right.
See what I mean? Because we laid the thing out even with La Paloma, and then all of a sudden that turns into a thing. Well, if it doesn't happen right now, we're supposed to be dead, goddammit. We're supposed to be dead. I'm mad as hell. I'm not fucking with this no more. We're already supposed to be dead. You dead, goddammit. We're already dead. And it didn't happen yet, and people's mad as fire. Mad as fire because they're not dead yet. You said we'd be dead. Bring out your dead.
and Bob's laughing, and he's the main one. When is this supposed to happen? Why am I not reading about this in Drudge? Why didn't nobody tell Matt Drudge who's died? Why won't he tell him what's going on? We need this. We need some action. We need some mediology, mediacology, media. Media, something about media. We need some media something. Yeah. Better get that right, straightened out. We need to get this straightened out. Ion, you non-physical devil, you need to straighten this out so these people can know that they're dead already. So they can figure it out. So we can hear about it. So I can tell everybody how wonderful I was to do this to them. How nice it was that I had the opportunity to put this on, put this plague on them. Yeah, that's our Bob.
Well, Ion, speaking of Bob.
That's the start. That's the way to start off. That's the way to start it off if you go to hang out with a narcissist.
Yeah.
All right. It starts on line 14 of page 214. Where the Bobby restrained you, making sugar-stuck pouts to the ghost white horse of the Peppers. Mm-hmm. Who did Bobby restrain there, first of all?
Oh. This would be the what you call the George Soros crowd and the Sinaloan cartel.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar-stuck pouts. So Bobby restrained dope. Them.
Smoke. Smack. Dope.
That's sugar-stuck. That's
dope.
That's not our super sugar. Nothing to do with our super sugar.
No. Nothing to do with dope. So we got he stops the cocaine, so they just went straight to fentanyl. So don't worry, y'all. It's going to be okay. Don't worry, y'all. It's going to be okay. If starvation don't get you, if stars don't get you, fentanyl will get you right on down through that. It'll be just a minute. It won't take a second. Hang on. Help is on the way. Fentanyl for everybody.
So did Bobby retrain the... Did Bobby restrain the fentanyl addicts from offending the ghost white horse?
No, he just stopped the cocaine. They wouldn't die from cocaine, but they'll die from fentanyl. The point is death here, darling. I don't know if you got the memo.
Sugar stuck out fentanyl to the ghost. Ah, got it. Okay. The ghost white horse.
Yes, yeah. But that was good. That means you're paying attention, though, so that's always good. That's good.
Well, thank you.
Is that hitchhiking with the Texas buses with the alien immigrants?
No, it's more about the convoy. More about the
it's
convoy.
It's convoy, okay. Special deliveries.
Yep.
So Ion, Bobby's going through here. Does this mean that I'm the four horsemen?
Oh, please don't do that. You can, but you don't want to do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Well, what, Trump is Finn McCool. Who am I? Am I an archetype?
You know,
sir. Irish history?
You know, sir. We can't spoil it. If you spoil that punchline, nobody will listen anymore, Bob. Don't do that.
Oh, okay. We're just unfolding. It takes a while.
You're rounding up. You're ready to pass out the indictments, Bob. So just calm down. Bob's the one that says there's a new sheriff in town. There's a new sheriff in town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was
so
it?
Will we know by May the 5th?
We don't know what you'll know.
It's Israeli Independence Day.
Yeah,
that
ought to be interesting. If they could just find Netanyahu, they might have a change.
So, I have something to do with the Kraken?
No comment.
Release the Kraken.
Mm-hmm.
Simple. He knows not. Forgive them, Lord. He knows not what he says.
The Kraken's on his way to New York.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm
which one? There's 13 new New Yorks.
The one with the towers.
But the towers?
Towers, formerly had the twin towers.
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 Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
One with walls. Bottom. Wall Street.
Buildings that fall from the top to the bottom. That's a hootenanny, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Fred Dibner would never agree with that one.
Okay, so we're coming up the last few seconds, Ion. Do you have a wrap-up statement?
Hunker down, you furry, hairy dogs, for the bone fixing to be sold.
The bone is fixing to be sold. The bone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hunker down. Okay.
Happy
Thank
days.
You very much, Ion.
Happy days. You're welcome very much.
Who does Johnny
Viva La Paris.
Thanks, Bob.
Black line.
What'd you say, Nick?
Thank you, Bob, and thank you, Ion, and everybody
else. Thanks for Ion Arts.
Thank you.
Thanks for the Ion Arts contributions. Okay, so maybe I'll just play a song here for a second, a transition.